Best Friends Forever Prologue. Kyra, an African-American 14-year-old, sat in her cozy room back in Minnesota, along the northern border of the United States. A small portable heater held back the chill of the light snowfall outside. In her room was a participation trophy from her first gymnastics competition when she was just six. Beside it was the leotard that was framed in a shadow box, the one that she'd worn at her first state championship. Her latest addition to the collection was visible in prime position, a medal awarded to her as the number one junior gymnast across all of Australia. The familiar surroundings in which she found herself were a world away from the continuing adventure she was about to embark on. Her laptop screen flickered to life, connecting her to a gym round video chat with her close friends, Tess, Scarlett and Lee, who were way across the globe, down under. Despite the thousands of miles between them, the distance couldn't dampen their bond. Their bond, after all, was forged in the fiery competitiveness of and commitment to their lifelong sport, gymnastics. Excitement rippled through the chat as they caught up on life's latest twists and turns, but there was a shadow of concern lurking among the girls. It was a lingering question that demanded answers. So, what really happened with Maya? Kyra finally asked, her voice filled with a mixture of curiosity and suspicion. Tess, a slender Aussie teenager, with her blonde hair giving a look reminiscent of a surfer chick with her signature candor, didn't waste time. Honestly, I'm not sure. It felt like she tricked us into believing she was going on with this journey, but maybe she had different plans. There were a few moments of silence as the girls contemplated Tess's comment. Scarlett, with her brunette hair and athletic figure, chimed in with some optimism. It is great that Alkira will still be around, but I'll miss having her train with us. Things won't be the same without her. Alkira, the girl's longtime friend, who tried out for a scholarship but didn't get one, gained an arts and design scholarship instead. Still, underneath her optimism, there was a hint of sadness in her voice. Nonetheless, the mention of Alkira perked Tess up. You know, Becky will be at the gym running a recreational and new national program. Maybe Alkira will join that since she can't do the scholarship program anymore. That could work. She's so good and she could help her with coaching the younger kids. It might be a new adventure for her, Scarlett said in agreement. Well, no matter what, we'll all show them how it's done, Kyra, ever the optimist, said as she grinned confidently. We've got each other and that's all we need to take on whatever challenges come our way. As their conversation flowed across continents, a sense of unity and determination filled the virtual space. They might have been miles apart, but their friendship was unwavering and their shared dreams were as vivid as ever. Together, they were ready to face the unknown and they would do it armed with courage and the belief that although their journey had just begun, it was time to forge on. Chapter 1. Who is Georgie? The scorching sun streamed through the gym's expansive windows, casting a warm glow on the mats below. Early afternoon meant it was training time and the gym was buzzing with activity. Through the windows, you could see a small group of gymnasts and elite soccer players lining up on the beautiful green lawns of the soccer pitch. They were an admittedly unusual mix to be engaged in their warm-up sessions together. Bradley and Kyra stood close by but, as per normal, created an arm-length distance between themselves. For some reason or another, they were still tied to the idea that they had to keep their relationship under wraps. But if they thought they were fooling anyone about the status of their relationship, they were wholly mistaken. At Corriga, joint warm-ups like this for the elite girls were commonplace, something that Maddie had hit upon in a bid to keep the girls fresh and motivated. As was always the case, the groups parted ways, with the boys remaining on the soccer field and the girls heading back to the gym. One thing was for sure, the energy almost always shifted when the two squads separated. The gym's interior was a hive of activity, spread out over the full floor area where young athletes engaged in coordinated and elegant stretching on the sprung floor. The recreational and a few national-level gymnasts looked on as the small group of elite girls returned to the gym and took over the floor. Normalcy returned to the gym and the usual chatter picked back up. Did you see Maddie out there? Tess whispered to Kyra. I know, right? Kyra whispered back, training the soccer boys. They were clearly all impressed by Maddie's dedication, particularly her willingness to lead warm-up sessions with the soccer team. Maddie, now in her early 20s, but still super fit and athletic, had always been a quietly confident and dedicated gymnast. But it wasn't until recently that she had taken a shine to the idea of coaching, as her best years of competing in gymnastics were nearing their end. It was no surprise, after all, that this would be right up her alley. Hey, who's that? Kyra went on as she pointed at a new face in the gym. I think her name is Georgina, Tess replied, recognizing the girl's face. She furrowed her brow as she tried to recall exactly where she knew the new girl from, and then it dawned on her. I think my mum used to coach her. Yes, that's it. What are you two whispering about? Scarlett asked as she joined them on the mat. New girl, Kyra replied. She any good? Scarlett asked. Just then, Georgina performed a near-perfect tumbling run across the floor, finishing with a twisting somersault. She landed with cartoonish perfection, with not a single strand of hair out of sight or even the remotest look of exertion on her face. Better than good. She's brill, Tess added. Georgina, or Georgie as she preferred to be called, was a 5'2" brunette. But her short cropped hair glistened a shimmery black with the blonde highlights standing out under the brilliant white downlights of the gym. She was a touch older than Maddie's current girls, but still eligible to join Maddie's elite group. Her level of poise had won her a position to train with Becky's older team and work towards national level competitions. Georgie was clearly an incredible talent, but she was rather aloof with everyone in the gym. It was almost as if there was some sort of secret she was trying to keep hidden. But the girls watched as Georgie tugged at the hem of her shorts. Gnarly brew she's got, Kyra said. Girl trains hard. But Tess looked on as Georgie's face took on a melancholy look. She didn't want to say anything, but she felt there was something amiss about her demeanor. This just didn't look like the same bubbly girl that her mother once coached. Yeah, probably a training bruise, Tess said in a bid to move on from the topic. Little did the girls know that Georgie's secret was the reason why she had become the gymnast extraordinaire that she was. Nonetheless, she was on site for training that afternoon even before Becky had arrived. Her relentless work ethic surpassed even the elite girls at times. Georgie walked up to the group of the other national level gymnasts who were tackling bars and the beam. For the most part, they were engaged in a fairly standard routine. But Georgie, just at 15 years old, dominated the bars. With effortless grace, she swung and flipped between the low and high bars, executing complex maneuvers with precision. Georgie completed her routine with a double tuck somersault dismount, landing it flawlessly. Way to go, Georgie, Becky said. Her face radiated pride as she embraced her star gymnast. Maddie stood nearby and her admiration was evident. Becky, Georgina is, Maddie began, but she was quickly corrected by Becky. It's Georgie. Maddie caught her breath as Maddie went on. Oh my God, she hates Georgina. Becky chuckled and Maddie couldn't help but giggle along with her. Georgie, Maddie corrected herself, is outstanding. Her improvement is remarkable, especially considering she's only training at your national level 4 times a week. She's truly phenomenal. Becky nodded in agreement with her eyes fixed on Georgie. Yes, she's incredible. I keep trying to get her into your elite squad, but dealing with Gabby is challenging. Maddie understood what Becky meant completely. Unbeknownst to Gabby, the coaches and elite gymnasts at Corriga had a bit of a nasty nickname for her on account of how pushy she was. Cruella. Maddie and Becky laughed, clearly both thinking the same thing. Of course, Maddie said as she acknowledged the complexities of their boss. It's Cruella we're talking about here. Still, it's good to be here, Becky said as she rested her hands on her hips, a look of contentment taking over her. It's great to have you here, Maddie said with a chuckle as she hip-bumped Becky. Your whole team is doing amazing. You're a gun coach, you know that. But Becky didn't have a moment to return the compliment. Her phone buzzed, interrupting their conversation, and Becky sighed. Speak of the devil? Well, Cruella. Keep those spotted puppies safe, Maddie said under her breath, making Becky chuckle. Yep, oh my goodness, she is so demanding. Maybe this time she's finally seen reason, Becky replied. Becky moved away to take the call, leaving Maddie with a sense of satisfaction about their conversation. She'd always enjoyed coaching with Becky, despite going up against her in the early days. Their history went right back to when they were 11-year-olds, when they competed against each other in the state championships. The bit of friendly banter they had between them, and the fact that they were now working for someone like Gabby, made them like fellow soldiers in the trenches. Their camaraderie was the only way to make it through the season with a shred of sanity intact. To put it plainly, Gabby was a tough taskmaster. On the gym floor, Kyra sprinted across, executing flips and twists, but her landing was slightly off. Tess was sitting nearby and was fully engrossed in watching Georgie instead of Kyra's routine. "Did you see that?" Tess exclaimed to Kyra. "Georgie just nailed a near-perfect routine. Multiple release elements from the high bar, and she caught everyone perfectly, then finished with a double somersault, tuck dismount, and stuck it." Kyra, who was totally focused on her own performance, showed brief interest in the release element skill being mentioned. Both Tess and Kyra knew they hadn't perfected that skill yet, and they exchanged knowing glances. Yeah, but did you see my flips? I'm awesome." Tess, half chuckling, replied, "I did see them, Kyra. You're incredible." Satisfied with that answer, Kyra came over to where Scarlett was now sitting with Tess and playfully draped her arm around them both as she hunkered down between them. "I meant to say we're awesome," Kyra added to her previous statement of self-assuredness. "You should write that down," Lee said mysteriously as she walked by. Lee stood out from the other girls with her Asian heritage, stunning good looks, and athletic figure. Tess, puzzled, asked, "What? Why? I don't get it." Lee simply smiled and moved on, leaving Scarlett equally perplexed. "What?" Scarlett asked. "Since summer break, that girl has become obsessed with sprouting film quotes now," Kyra said. "Hey, that's my thing," Tess shouted after Lee, playfully. The girls got a good chuckle out of it as everyone within earshot turned to look at Tess. "Plus," Tess added as her cheeks turned beet red, "it's only cool if it's old movies." "It's from Enola Holmes too," Kyra said. "Like I said, if it's not from the 80s or 90s, it's not a classic worth quoting from," Tess fired back with complete confidence. "And you can write that down, you damn dirty apes," she playfully prodded Scarlett in the ribs. "Write that down, I still don't get it," Scarlett said. Kyra, embracing the humour, said, "Don't worry, just say yes." Okay, yes," Scarlett added with a smile. The girls took a break and slumped down on the benches at the far end of the gym. Hardly anyone ever used those seats on account of the fact that they weren't as close to the designated training area. That meant they could watch everyone else's practice and chat undisturbed. Jamie, on the other hand, was front and center as he stood and supervised the tumble runs for the elite girls. He wasn't a stranger to the type of catty behavior that was typical of this age group, but he was taken aback when he overheard their conversation. "It's amazing she manages to run at all with those stumps," one of the girls whispered, but apparently not quietly enough. "Probably that's how she got the big bruise she keeps trying to cover up," another retorted. "Maybe if you girls focus more on your form and less on other people," Jamie started as he raised an eyebrow in Georgie's direction. The girls apologized after realizing how close Jamie had been standing behind them and the fact that he had heard everything they said. They blushed and walked off to the side of the gym. "What was that about?" Maddie asked. "Just girls being girls," Jamie replied. "Do I want to know?" she asked. Jamie just shook his head with a slight shoulder shrug to go with it. Jamie was always cool, calm, and collected, so Maddie knew that something must be up. He seemed almost disturbed as she wondered what the other girls had said that took him so aback. Deciding to find a seat of their own, she walked off and sat amongst the stands. Still peering down at Jamie, she watched as he glanced over at Georgie with a thoughtful expression on his face. Then, her thoughts turned to Georgie. She wondered what her story was and why was she so withdrawn. Whatever it was, it brought out a concern in Jamie, which was a sight that she, let alone anyone else at Corriga, wasn't used to seeing. On the occasions that she had seen that look, Jamie's instincts had always been spot on, and it was almost always when something wasn't right and he knew needed fixing. In the gym's locker area, Becky sat down with her phone pressed to her ear. This was the second call that she was taking from Gabby that morning, and she was starting to wonder if she would be able to get any coaching done that day. The first call was too long for comfort in the first place, but this, she felt, was a bit much. She sat at the edge of the locker room bench and tapped her legs impatiently. From the other end of the phone, she could hear the tension rising in her boss's voice. "Absolutely not, Becky. Georgina stays on your team." Becky attempted to argue, but Gabby cut her off with finality. "That's the end of it. I don't want to hear about this again. Now, I expect your team to be ready for the state competition next month, as we discuss." Becky pulled the phone away from her ear and silently mock screamed at it before pretending to bite it in half. Taking a deep breath, she slowly raised it back to her ear and reluctantly continued the conversation. "But Maddie will be entering her team. It's not good for club morale to have the new national girls competing against the elite girls," Becky insisted. That was possibly the worst move Becky could have made. Gabby wasn't known for being taken kindly to being corrected, and if she had it her way, she wouldn't even be verifying anything with Becky. "Becky, the competition will do them good, and I half expect your team to be at least one of Maddie's two teams, which will be beneficial for us. With Maddie missing half her coaching sessions, concentrating on her own training for the Olympic qualifier, she is close to having her contract with Corriga torn up. If your girls beat Maddie's, that could be the final straw. As I promised, you'll get to take over." "Gabby, I don't know. I thought that was the only case if Maddie was training for the Olympics. I'm not comfortable contributing to getting her sacked. We should talk to her." "Becky," Gabby's voice took a sterner turn, "your contract includes a non-disclosure clause regarding our discussions. Mention it and you'll be dismissed, and I'll make sure you have no chance of coaching gymnastics again." Becky was left in stunned silence. She knew that Gabby was driven and fiercely competitive, but she didn't think she was capable of this level of backstabbing. "Are we clear?" Gabby demanded. Becky was reluctant to reply. Her thoughts were swirling and her heart was pounding so loud that it sounded like tiny drums were being banged in her ears. "Are we clear?" Gabby repeated. "Yes," Becky replied reluctantly. As Gabby ended the call, Becky was left contemplating the difficult situation ahead. She hated the position that she was being placed in, but she knew she didn't have much of a choice in the matter. After all, Gabby held all the cards, and she wasn't going to say goodbye to her full-time coaching career before it even had the chance to really take off. But Maddie, she thought to herself. The pair had really blossomed into friends, and she respected Maddie. Even if she didn't, what would doing something like this say about her? There were so many questions flying around in her mind, and it took several minutes to shake off the prickly sensation of anxiety that was running through her. After composing herself, she walked out of the locker room and made her way back to the gym floor. Maddie caught her eye and smiled. Becky offered only a weak half-smile back and turned her face from Maddie as quickly as she could before pretending to busy herself with one of the girls. "Everyone is acting super weird today," Maddie said out loud to herself. Meanwhile, Maya, Tani, and Lee were working hard and their dedication was evident. Their family histories had driven them to excel and they were determined to succeed. Failure simply wasn't a word that was synonymous with all three of them, and they had laser-like focus with anything that they set their minds on. Apart from a tiny shred of healthy rivalry between them, these girls were stars in the making. Jamie and Maddie saw this too and praised their efforts. Kyra watched on as Maya, Tani, and Lee soaked up all the approval they could get. She was still skeptical of Maya's motives and wondered if she could truly be trusted. "Hey, Kyra," Tess called out to her and waved her over. "What's up?" Kyra asked as she made it to where Tess and Scarlett were seated before Lee joined them too. "Up for a sunset handset challenge later?" Tess asked. "Oi, nothing changes with this one," Scarlett said in mock protest as she rolled her eyes and fell onto Lee's lap. "Maybe," Kyra replied. "It's only the start of the semester and Mr. Saunders is already on a roll with homework." The girls all sighed as they remembered that Mr. Saunders had assigned them a tower of maths homework as a welcome back present. The whole class collectively sighed when they saw what he had in store. While the gym was filled with a sense of competition and ambition as each gymnast strove to prove themselves in their own way, these four had teacher woes on their mind. And it was only the first day of the semester.